Well, in preparation for today's service, I decided that I would read this book. You won't be able to see it at the back, but this is Scouting for Boys, a handbook for instruction in good citizenship. It was written by the founder of the Scouts, Robert Baden-Powell, in 1908. Now, to be perfectly honest, I read this as research because I thought that it would be rather dated and that I would find quite a few funny lines and I'd get some cheap laughs in my sermon. And to be fair, there are a few funny bits and there are a few dated bits. But actually, I have to say that I found that Scouting for Boys, and now Scouting for Girls as well, is really good because it's like a training manual for young people. And in it, Robert Baden-Powell shares the things that he has learnt about life and the advice that he would offer to others on the basis of his own experiences. In fact, I have been so impressed by it that everywhere I've been for the last few weeks, I've been saying, well, of course, Baden-Powell said. For example, Baden-Powell said, you should sleep with your windows open all year round. There you go, especially good for menopausal women as well. Baden-Powell says that shorts are essential for hard work. Well done, Hearty, for wearing shorts today, wherever he is. Baden-Powell says you should keep the kitchen tidy. Yes. Baden-Powell says you should laugh as much as you can because it does you good. Wow! Baden-Powell says you should drink a big cup of water in the morning if you're constipated. I think my family are a little bit fed up of me saying, hey, you should hear what Baden-Powell says. I actually even emailed my husband with, did you know that Baden-Powell said? Anyway, the thing that caught my attention about this book wasn't just the practical advice, and there's loads of in it about camping and knots and all that kind of stuff. But actually, Baden-Powell encourages young people to think about the kind of people that they are, as well as the kind of things that they should do. So in this book, he encourages them to develop character. Or another word that we might use, a sort of old-fashioned word actually, is virtue. He wants them to be people who are good. Good people. And with that in mind, throughout the book, he encourages them to develop self-discipline, to be honest, loyal, dutiful, obedient, humble, courageous, resilient, cheerful, unselfish, self-sacrificial, kind, generous, polite, friendly, and courteous to women. I like that. Do you know, there are whole paragraphs about developing each of those characteristics. I found that amazing when I read it. And of course, those characteristics are summed up in the words of the Scout Promise. When we say, I promise that I will do my best. It's not just about the doing and the practical things, it's about who you are. And as I read what he'd written, I found myself thinking, gosh, this sounds an awful lot like the sorts of things there are in the Bible. And let me remind you what our Bible reading said. It said, do your best to improve your faith. You can do this by adding goodness, understanding, self-control, patience, devotion to God, concern for others, and love. Isn't it interesting that our Bible reading tells us to do your best, that the Scout Promise is about doing your best, and that the motto of this Scout group is to be the best that we can be? Now, I don't know about you, but I don't always find it easy to be the best or to do my best. In fact, sometimes I actually find it quite hard to do the thing that I think is right. And if you read on in the little short Bible passage that we heard, it actually says that God gives us the gift of his Holy Spirit to help us develop those good qualities, to help us develop those virtues and that kind of character. So it isn't just about our hard work and effort. It is also about allowing God to work in us so that we can be the people that he created us to be. Baden-Powell actually says something very, very similar. There's a whole section on the daily exercises that scouts should do. And he says you should mingle prayer with your daily exercises. And he's got an actual physical thing of looking up to God and thanking God. So being the best you can be isn't just about our hard work, it's also about developing our spirituality, finding a way to connect with God, and then drawing strength and inspiration through that connection. Now, for some people, they might feel that the values that underlie scouting are a little bit dated or a bit old-fashioned, because there's talk about duty. We don't hear that word much anymore. There's duty to God, and there's duty to the Queen. But actually, I don't think these values are old-fashioned at all. In fact, I think they are more necessary than ever before. Because in a few short years, all of these young people sitting here at the front, they will be our leaders. They will be our local councillors. They will be our MPs. Maybe one of them sitting here is Prime Minister. I'd put money on who I think that is. These young people sitting at the front will be our head teachers. They'll be our policy makers. They'll be our business leaders. They'll be our economists, our scientists, our sports stars, our police commissioners, our celebrities. They'll be our union leaders, heads of charities. They'll be the campaigners campaigning about the climate crisis. And that is why the characters of these young people matter so fundamentally, because they will be running the world. And to the young people, this is why who you are matters so much, because you will be in charge of everything. You will be in charge of the future. And we desperately need young people who are good, and we need virtuous people to lead us, people who are trustworthy, totally trustworthy. So I'm really glad and grateful that we as a church have a partnership with the Scouts and with the Girl Guides as well, because ultimately we are all seeking to be people who are committed to serving God and people who are committed to serving others so that our world is the best that it can be. That's what our work together is all about, is seeing our world be the best it can be. And of course, if along the way you get to go camping at Hammerwood, on an expedition to Nepal, if you get to go to Fright Night at Thorpe Park, or play four-way football in the hall, then even better. I asked at the start what your advice would be to your younger self, and I want to finish with Baden Powell's advice to younger people. This was found written in a letter after he had died. He said this: "The real way to get happiness is by giving out happiness to other people. Try to leave the world a little better than you found it. Stick to your Scout promise always, even after you've ceased to be a child. And God help you do it. Amen."